The coronavirus crisis has been hard on everyone, but some of the hardest hit people have been those in long-term care and skilled nursing facilities. There have been huge outbreaks in places like this around the country, and even when there haven't been outbreaks, residents have been isolated from family and friends for months. Ventura County has avoided those large-scale issues through a unique program to get those who might have coronavirus out of the facilities before they can infect others.
The most unique thing that we've done in our county is that we have established a protocol for long-term care facilities and a matching protocol for hospitals where anybody who becomes positive in a long-term care facility, and there are about 400 in our county, we ask them to go into the hospital. If they're sick enough, because obviously some people are going to be very sick, of course they'll be hospitalized. But the unique thing about this is if they're not ill, we just move them out of the long-term care facility into the hospital, and we board them there.
Ventura County Public Health Officer Dr. Robert Levin.
We give them all the special attention that they need. We wait for 14 days to go by. Just because you got put into the boarding section of the hospital doesn't mean that you're not going to get sicker and sicker. So you're under immediate observation in case you do get ill. But the majority of people who are COVID positive in long-term care facilities, they don't get a lot sicker. And after 14 days, we bring them back to their long-term care facility, and this keeps the long-term care facilities from having anybody who's COVID positive in them.
Ventura County has 400 long-term care facilities and 19 skilled nursing facilities, but county officials say thanks to this aggressive approach, they've had coronavirus cases in only about 10 to 15 of them. And in many instances, the effort has kept the number of people who develop coronavirus to one or two people.
It's hard for me to talk about the success without saying about every other sentence, knock on wood. So far, we have done very well with this. Most times that we have positives, it is in the workers at these facilities. A quarter of the cases that come out of the long-term care facilities are in the residents, and three quarters are in the employees. So we send the employees home when they're positive, until they're no longer contagious.
Dr. Levin says what makes the effort remarkable is the extraordinary cooperation that made it happen. The care and skilled nursing facilities willingly let paying residents leave to be temporarily housed in hospitals. And the 8 hospitals in the county took the people, not knowing if they would ever be reimbursed for the care they're providing. Now, the Ventura County health official says the situation has improved enough that after 2 months of being unable to see loved ones, the residents can, under limited conditions, visit with family members and friends.
The new guidance is in recognition of the fact we've done a pretty good job of controlling COVID infections in our long-term care facilities, and in recognition of the fact as well that our seniors need love. They need their family.
There are a number of rules. People can't go inside the facilities, but their family member or friend can come to the door as long as they remain at least 6 feet away from each other. There's no hugging, and everyone has to wear masks. The residents can also come outdoors to visit as long as they practice social distancing. Another way to visit is when family members or friends drive up in a car and the resident comes outside, again, still practicing social distancing. For residents who are bedridden, Dr. Levin says there are electronic ways of connecting like Zoom and Skype.
We are going to use FaceTime and Skype for people who are bedridden, and we'd like to explore other possibilities. I don't know what they might be, Lance, because I'm reluctant to let people from the outside come into long-term care facilities other than our employees. We've stopped volunteers from coming in.
If you bring food, gifts, or other outside items, they have to be left at the facility where a staff member will sanitize them. And one of the other key steps is that people should pre-screen themselves for coronavirus. If you have symptoms or a temperature over 100, you need to postpone your visit. Still, for residents of these care facilities and their family and friends, this is exciting news. They're going to be able to see each other once again. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.